It's the summer of 1970. You're cruising down the highway, somewhere near Mount Rushmore. The windows roll down, and your radio's crackling in and out of signal when you hear...
Go north to Dakota, Dakota, North Dakota.
That catchy little jingle? It was part of a bold $25,000 campaign launched by North Dakota's Tourism Board. In November of 1970, the Bismarck Tribune unveiled the state's plan to grab the attention of vacationers, especially the 81% of travelers who were prone to impulse travel.
Clark, I think we're lost.
We're not lost.
I saw some detour signs.
Billboards began popping up all along the highways in Montana and South Dakota with bold letters stretching across the landscape. Go north to Dakota. The message was clear. You didn't have to plan your next stop. You just had to point the car north and go. Suddenly, North Dakota wasn't just flyover country. With brochures and rest stops, a country tune on the radio, and signs that seemed to call you from the road, the Peace Garden State became a destination. And it worked. Over the years, tourism grew into North Dakota's second largest industry, pulling over $3.4 billion by 2024. Not bad for a state once considered too quiet for tourists.
A rough rider's dream called North Dakota, North Dakota.
The next time you're on the road and the GPS says,
turn left.
Why not make a spontaneous detour and join the 81% and go north to Dakota?
This Dakota Date book was originally written by Ann Early. Edited for radio by me, Tay Galloway.
Everything you need to occupy your time. You can watch a rodeo or ease your mind. On a cool, clear lake in the evening time, you can drop a line to a fish in North Dakota.